So businesses is going to be one of the key ingredients to bring in the Aquarian Age, because it's governed not only by Aquarius, but by Ray 7, which governs physical order of things. And business functions through organization. And organizations are governed through the seventh ray to a great extent.
One thing we have the internet has enabled people to do is be as artists.
What'd you say?
Something else that the internet has enabled artists to do, for example, is to be able to put out their music, whatever it is, mm-hmm. on their own without having to have large amounts of money and just the right contacts and all that kind of thing. You can go out and make yourself known in what you do just by utilizing the internet, YouTube.
Yeah. Did you realize the internet is prophesied of in the Bible?
No.
The Bible says, "And a great highway shall be cast up in the midst of the sea, and the redeemed shall walk across it on dry land." Okay, so really, the internet is a great highway. It's called the highway, internet highway, cast up in the midst of the sea. According to the book of Revelations, one of the interpretations of the sea are the masses of people. So a great highway shall be cast up in the midst of the people, and those who are enlightened will be able to pass through it and use it.
Well, it has a more literal meaning. In Africa, our high-speed internet is along the coast. It's underwater.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's interesting. So, yeah, the internet is really a manifestation of the age of Aquarius. Now, let's look into the future. We're told, this is one of the teachings of DK, is that the age of Aquarius will be fully in about 200 years. Now, let's look ahead about 200 years, assuming we don't blow ourselves up. And he warns us about this. He says, unless we, you know, completely screw it up. And he warned almost about 80 years ago or so that one of the dangers that we will face to prevent us entering the Aquarian Age would be a religious war. And when he said that, I thought, religious war? What's the chances of where would a religious war come from? At that time, you know, the Islamic extremists were just unheard of. They were completely contained. What we had to worry about was the Soviet Union and communism, and before that Hitler. There was no sign of a religious war. But now, as we're entering the cusp, entering into the age of Aquarius, we see the strong possibility of some type of religious war developing. And he warned that this was one of the dangers that we would face. And that prediction seems to be right on the mark. And we also have the danger of blowing ourselves up using atomic energy, starting World War III, atomic bombs. So now let's assume we're going to get through this. And the chances are in our favor that we're going to be able to get through this. We'll have some hiccups. We may have a couple atomic bombs go off. We may have a lot of religious problems to deal with, extremist problems. But the chances are we're going to be able to get through them and move fully into the Aquarian Age. Once we move fully into the Aquarian Age, we're going to have at least 1,000 years of peace and stability, where we can concentrate on improving our situation and increasing the brotherhood of man, sisterhood of woman, making friends with each country. You know, if you want to look into the future, look into the past. Here again, we use the law of correspondences. Look at the beginning of our country. Do you realize that at the beginning of our country, states were at war with each other? And the German settlements were at war with the Irish settlements, and they were at war with the English settlements. And nobody could get along with each other when this nation started, before the war with England kind of forced us to join together. But before we were joined together, you know, New York had to worry about being invaded by Pennsylvania, and North Carolina had to worry about being invaded by South Carolina, and so on. And so they had to worry about warring with our neighbors right here. It was like one country against another. It was like the Soviet Union against America, or China against Japan, or Germany against England during World War I. That's comparable to what it was like at the foundation of our country. Everybody was at each other's throats. And it looked like we were never going to be at peace with each other. But now, as we have moved forward into the future, even though a lot of people say we haven't made progress, do we have to worry about Oregon coming over and invading us? It doesn't even enter our consciousness anymore, does it? We have to worry about Utah coming here and establishing polygamy or anything? Right. We don't have to worry about one state invading another state. We only have to worry about the federal government coming in and telling us what to do. Yeah.
So, also looking in the past, how did we get past that problem? And I believe that a large part of the solution was commerce or business.
Right, that was a large part. Plus, we had a common enemy in England, and that drew us together. And it's like Reagan said, you know, what we need is an invasion from space. That would bring us all together. He made that as kind of a joke. And a lot of UFO people think that, well, Reagan was really in touch with the aliens and he knew what was going on. But I thought that was kind of funny what they come up with. Yeah, Reagan came up with that idea. But that's what happened with England. We had a common enemy, plus commerce had a lot to do with it. There was not just one ingredient, but as we began to work together and become interdependent, then the idea of being at war with each other began to be dropped. Now with China, we're taking a big chance. We've taken China under our wings and we've done a lot of trade with them, and we're interdependent with them to a large degree, but they still are on war footing, arming themselves to the hilt, and they want to take Taiwan back. So we've created a situation that is somewhat dangerous. But if it works, and we eventually become interdependent enough, so we figure, well, there's no reason to ever go to war with each other. Just like Pennsylvania and New York reached a point where they think, well, war is just out of the question now. So hopefully, eventually the nations, if they don't reach a point of tension to where war breaks out, if they can avoid that long enough, if we can avoid that between us and China, us and the Soviet Union, China and Japan, China and Taiwan, if we can avoid a breakout of war for a long enough time, then we can enter into the age of peace. It's a chance we're taking by making this interdependence. The other alternative would be to have not had any trade with China, keep them in the as a third world nation, and us strong so that they wouldn't be a threat. So there was two alternatives, and I don't know if we were guided this way by the Brotherhood of Light or not, but it's a chance that we have taken as a people in bringing these nations all together through interdependence. Now, just before World War II, everyone thought Japan and the United States was interdependent because we were starting to do quite a bit of trade with them, but it didn't keep us out of World War II. If we would have progressed a little bit longer with that interdependence, then it'd be more maybe like it is today. But today, you know, we don't have any thoughts of going to war with Japan, and Germany don't have any thoughts of going to war with us. But there's always some nation at play. In the Middle East, they think we're the great Satan, and they need to destroy us. So we have a problem there. That'll be the last place to be peaceable with us.
A lot of those countries, though, the people don't have the choice. Like, they don't have freedom like we have. For their religion, it's either believe what we say or die.
Yeah, it's true. They don't have much freedom there. The women don't have much freedom. I think the women in the Middle East are the key. Some of the bravest people I have met, living people, have been women that are broken out of the Muslim religion and gone against the violence they have there and stood up for the rights of women. And they get all kinds of death threats and everything. But the women that have done this are really courageous. You see a lot more women doing it than men. Men seem to cower about taking any chances, but the Muslim women, some of them are extremely courageous. Yeah, they got something to win.
JJ, can we move into the Aquarian age without a point of tension and release of energy, such as what took place in World War II?
Yeah, that's possible. Just like we did have a point of tension, I guess, was the Revolutionary War created a point of tension that drove us together. So there's usually some point of tension, but it depends. If there's a point of tension, it will happen faster, one way or another. If there's always some tension, just like the Soviet Union fell apart without any World War III. And that was a great, tremendous accomplishment that was able to happen, and our enemy was defused without having to go through a great tribulation. And that could happen again. Hopefully it will happen with China, that the relations will just get a little better and better and will become interdependent enough that it's just not productive to go to war. One of the things that keeps us from going into World War III right now is nuclear weapons. All the major nations are terrified about a nuclear war, because they realize if we have a nuclear war, the people that start it might wind up dead. Now, the problem with the Muslim nations is they don't care. They're willing to have a nuclear war. They're willing to sacrifice their lives. They're willing to get their, how many virgins, 80 virgins or whatever?
70
virgins. And so a lot of them don't care. If they figure it's a glory to die for Allah.
But all of those virgins are actually nuns with shotguns.
Yeah, they may be in for a shock when they get to the next world.
Well, maybe the aliens will come.
We're already here.
I think they're already here.
Okay, we're going to take just a short break, and then we'll come back and finish it off for the night.